Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, 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 Darren Farrell, what have you got for us?
Well, there's only one place to start this morning, Gavin, and a good morning to you. It's the fallout from the AIB Club Final. Dominating the headlines again this morning, Kilmacud Crokes, as we know at this stage, they appear to have 16 players on the field for those closing stages of their 2-point victory over Glen. They made two late subs. One of those players decided to stay on the field and was part of the group that was defending a late 45, which Glen went short with in the bid to try and get a goal to win the game. Very, very messy stuff, to be honest with you. And do you know what? It's really unfortunate because I was at the game myself on Sunday. It was a brilliant game of Gaelic football. And I think probably Crokes deserved it on the day. I think Glen would acknowledge that. But now we're in this situation where it's just a mess. Our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey, joins me now. Glen have until Wednesday to lodge a formal objection, Marty. They're not happy, though.
No, they're not happy, and they have until 3:30 on Wednesday to lodge an objection. I believe there's going to be another meeting today. The Glen are caught in a rock in a hard place. They're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. They don't want to be seen as sore losers. They don't want to be the ones to be complaining. They've tried to put the onus of responsibility on Croke Park, feeling that this game was played in their own backyard at GAA headquarters. And I think everybody acknowledges that a mistake was made and 16 players were on the field. There are, I don't want to blind you with rules and subsections, but there are two rules, rule 2.1 and 6.4, which 2.1 would seem to indicate that the CCCC, that's the Central Competition Controls Committee, if more than 15 players are on the field, can investigate the matter, while 6.4 is where a club has to lodge an appeal, which is the one that's being quoted at the moment. So Glen issued a statement via social media last night outlining that their chairman, Barry Slowey, had already indicated, which he had, and he's been very professional in his dealing with everybody. I think issued a statement saying that they wanted, that they were extremely disappointed that that Croke Park weren't taking action and that it would depend on their decision whether to appeal or not. Now, they have until 3:30, but early indications are that if they do decide to lodge an appeal, that they may well get a replay. So this story is going to continue on for another little while until Glen, as a club, make a decision, and then we will see the fallout from that decision, whatever way it falls.
Yeah, you can see it from their perspective. Very unfair, it would appear, to be put in that situation, Marty, but I guess they're the rules in the rule book, the official rule book. How do you see this playing out over the next day or so?
Yeah, I mean, the rule is there. It is tough, particularly when it just seems to be different, the circumstances. I think there's a phrase in one of the rules, considering, depending on the circumstances. And the circumstances here is that this is an All-Ireland final in Croke Park. It's not the first round of a championship in a county. It shouldn't be any different. All games are the same under the auspices of the GAA. But I do think that I think the initial mood was Malachy O'Rourke indicated that in his post-match interview, that they had their chances, that they wished Kilmacud the Crokes the best, but he was speaking on a personal basis and that it was really up to the club to decide. The vibe I'm getting from Mara is that the mood changed yesterday and last night. So I think it's 50-50 at the moment. But if I was to guess, I think Glen may well lodge an appeal. It's a long way back, as you know, Darren, from the first round of a championship in Derry all the way to Croke Park. And the players may well feel that something was done, that it was a mistake made, yes, it was wrong, etc. It wasn't done deliberately by any means. But, I mean, the mistake, I think, was also made during the game, because I remember in 2021 when Mayo played Dublin, Mayo were granted a 45. Rob Henley took it, drove wide, but then it was acknowledged that there were 16 Mayo players on the field and the 45 was reordered to be taken, which Rob Henley put over the bar. So I think that it is a hard decision, but I think in the next 24 hours we should have the result and have the consequences of what will happen then.
Marty, thank you for that update. Tottenham beat Fulham 1-0 in the Premier League. Everton have sacked Frank Lampard. In tennis, the Wimbledon champion Elena Rakbakina. She's beaten Yelena Ostapenko to qualify for the semi-finals of the Australian Open. And I wanted to finish with something a little different this morning. Ross Bulger has played Gaelic football at every grade for Laois, but he's about to get an opportunity of a lifetime playing American football. His ability to kick accurately and with distance off both feet has caught the eye of a number of universities over there. Tadhg Leader, an Irish kicking coach, spotted his potential, and now he's on the brink of a move stateside. His cover was blown last week when his workout with a university went viral on social media.
Yeah, it's been mad the last few weeks. Kind of phone's been blowing up and all that, and the one on TikTok with 1.5 million kind of blew up, and it's just been mad from there. Yeah.
And tell us about the video. What was in the video?
It was just a video of me punting for Pace University in New York, and it was just a workout with the college, and the coach just asked me to could I kick off my left foot as well. And then, being used to doing that in Gaelic football for years, I said, yeah, no problem. They loved that then. They couldn't believe it, really, because not many of the Americans, they'd usually just go all off the one foot. But if you have the ability to roll out left and right, it means they have to have put two returners back, which means they can't really block a punt. So it's a huge benefit to have, yeah.
And are you going to get an opportunity, do you think, in the United States?
Yeah, it's looking very likely. A few colleges interested. It's just about picking the right fit academic-wise as well as kicking-wise and just football team and football programs.
It's incredible. Have you been able to get your head around what's been happening?
Not really. It's a bit surreal now, to be honest. If you told me 6 months ago this is where I'd be at, I actually wouldn't believe it, to be honest. It's just all happened so quick. It's very exciting.
It is, for sure. Well done, Ross. Good luck with it.
And a lesson for every juvenile player who gets annoyed about being told off to work off the other foot every now and again.
Very good point. Absolutely.
Darren Farrell, thank you.